Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a longtime proud supporter of Living on Earth. By making our yogurt cups thinner, we reduce the fuel needed to ship them. That cuts costs and carbon emissions. Who says what's good for the earth isn't good for business?
We'd be remiss if we didn't report the results of this year's Bakarobo contest, the search for the stupidest robot on the planet. You heard right. The search for the world's stupidest robot started in Japan. Baka means stupid in Japanese. For the past 2 years, there's been a Bakarobo in Europe. This year, the championship took place at the House of Contemporary Arts in Budapest. And the winner of the Bakarobo Cup is... Well, in case your Hungarian is a bit rusty, joining us by phone from Budapest is Attila Nemes. He's curator of the Bakarobo Europa Stupid Robot Championship.
The specific rules are that the robots must be useless. It's very important.
They must be useless.
Uh-huh. And then they have to be stupid, so they have to make people laugh. And then the third one is they have to be robots, so they have to perform without any assistance. But of course, you have to think of DIY-style robots.
So do-it-yourself robots, they got to operate automatically, they got to be useless, and they got to be funny.
Exactly.
Last year, you had something that looked like just a box, a robot box.
Yes, and it was actually, it sounded like a sheep, and it was running around. It's very funny.
Totally useless.
Sheep in the box, I think that was the title for it. It was a wooden box with some holes on it and giving this sheep sound and running around the room.
So I saw one, it was a pair of shivering robots in a refrigerator.
Yes, that was a very nice one. Yeah, it was a few shivering hats sitting in a fridge, and when the guy opened the door of the fridge, they escaped from the fridge, so they ran out, and they were still shivering, but they escaped.
So let's talk about this year's winners. You had, what, 13 finalists?
Yes, 13 finalists.
So let's talk about some of the runner-ups before we get to the grand champion.
Okay, so we had this very interesting one, this puddle jumping robot, which is holding an umbrella and actually creates water in order to make a puddle and then jumps over it. Very nice one.
The robot makes water, then jumps over the puddle.
Yes, yes. It pours water all around and then jumps over the puddle. It's a very funny one. And then we had the very nice one, Love Me, Loves Me Not, which is steering leaves from a flower. And, of course, when it says it loves, then it smiles. And when it says loves me not, it cries. Also very...
Well, hold on,
nice.
That could be useful. I mean, you've got a heartbroken lover, you know, who's also lazy. And they just need a robot to do their hard work.
Yeah, actually, one of the jury said the same. And he gave a reduced number of points because he said it's a really useful one.
No. If I was there, I'd deduct points. Absolutely.
Yeah. But there was other ones. For example, I really like the one called the Nutcracker, which is, of course, replies to Tchaikovsky Nutcracker, but it looks like a nutcracker, a big one.
I got to picture this. So
yeah,
it looks like a soldier.
It's like 1 meter high.
And then?
Then you give the nut to his mouth,
uh-huh.
So to break it, uh-huh. Because he has an open mouth.
Okay.
But instead of closing the mouth and cracking the nut,
uh-huh.
It raises its hands in between your legs.
Oh, and then?
It's a vicious one, yeah.
And the winner was a soccer fan robot.
Yeah. It's the Funbot Joey. It's a football fan, or I should say soccer fan robot.
So give me a picture of the soccer fan robot. What did it look like and what did it do?
It was sitting on a small couch in front of like 1980s style small TV. And the robot wasn't very humanoid. It was very technicist-looking robot. And it was eating popcorn, and then it was gold. then it picked up a flag and it started raising it and also shaking his head. It was very nice. And he was also jumping on the couch if he was very excited. So it was very, very funny.
Goal. And that was the winner.
And that was the winner. We had very similar points for two robots, the puddle jumping and this one, but the audience points were higher for this one. So we decided the audience should decide. So this got the €2,000 prize.
So Attila, are you going to have a 2012 Stupid Robot Championship?
I hope. I hope so. We are planning to have the third one. And this is for Europe, but we are also thinking to do a global one. So it would be very nice to go global, I think, at this point.
I love it.
Thank you. I hope that we meet again in the U.S., the global championship.
Oh, we'll beat you. Oh, we've got stupid robots galore here. And if we don't, we'll invent them.
I hope so.
Well, Attila Nemish, thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Attila Nemish is the curator of the Stupid Robot Championship.
Welcome, Mr. Roboto.
Coming up, you've heard of tunnel vision. We take a look at tunnel hearing.
What I did in the Old Vic tunnels in London was to find the resonant frequencies of these extraordinary Victorian tunnels that run under Waterloo Station and stimulate them to sing and resound.
Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change, and the Sierra Club, welcoming students back to college with Sierra Magazine's annual ranking of America's coolest schools. Online at sierraclub.org/livingonearth. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.